Marcia Mello is hard to miss. She's textbook free spirit, two long braids, velvet pants, a plastic daffodil pinned to her cap. Marcia sings and plays slide guitar on Commercial Street in Provincetown.
I think people say my music is happy music. It's not like sad, melancholy, bring you down stuff.
Marcia started busking 10 years ago, but she's been playing guitar for most of her life.
My fingers were so sore. The first day I played, I put masking tape on the fingers and kept playing. But I always loved the sound of it. I guess the strings was for me.
Marcia says she busks on the street every day from May to November. She plays for 2 hours at a time.
It's exciting and you meet people and people are dancing. It makes me feel like I'm doing something right.
On a good day, Marcia says, she makes more than $60 from busking. On a bad one, she might earn less than $10.
Mostly the rich people don't give money. It's the poor bum who lives under the dock who'll give you the last quarter.
Marcia says she makes some of her best money in the fall, after most performers leave for the season. In the summer, Provincetown is a mecca for street performers. Musicians, mimes, human statues. Surprisingly, there aren't a lot of turf battles.
We play 2 hours. It's like the kind of code that we all know. 2 hours and then pass it on to somebody.
But Marcia has had to fight for her place on the street. In 2007, a local merchant started a petition to ban unnecessarily loud, excessive, or unusual noise. Marcia could have packed up and looked for gigs in local bars, but...
Not everybody goes to bars to hear music, and little kids can't go, and old people don't usually go either. And I think my music is suited for the street, because if I'm playing a blues club, I can't play my classical stuff, but, you know, if I'm on the street, I can play anything I want.
Busking in another city like Boston or New York just wasn't an option. Marcia's a 14th generation Cape Codder, and Provincetown is home. So she fought back. She wrote her own counter petition and spoke up at town hall. But it wasn't enough. That summer, Provincetown passed a noise bylaw. It was a tough time for Marcia. The local paper printed a comic making fun of her as a clueless hippie. And to make matters worse, she started getting ticketed by police officers.
I was afraid to come out in the street and play very much, so I started cleaning houses with a friend, and then my wrist started getting sore. And it was terrible. I call it the summer of hate as opposed to the summer of love.
Eventually, Marcia found a lawyer to take on the case pro bono. He argued that busking is free speech, and in August of 2007, the bylaw was removed. The town waived Marcia's tickets, and she went back to the street. For Marcia, playing on the street is about connecting with people.
A couple of years ago, there was a busker, and I said, you know, you're not looking at the people. You're looking down, or you're just playing for yourself. You got your eyes closed, but people want to be looked at.
Marcia's obvious warmth earns her compliments and cash, but she doesn't make quite enough from busking to eke out a living. So she has a small side business selling glass ornaments and perfume bottles.
It's all right for a second job, but I'm in a lonely garage and, you know, I'm just sitting there. The music is definitely the first.
When it gets too cold and empty for Marcia to play in Provincetown, she spends time recording CDs in London. While she's here, though, she's focused on bringing music and joy to the street.
I'm just, like, so blessed to have the talent that make people happy, and because all my life, that's been the theme of my life, has been music, and now it's like to the point where I can just actually do it, and I love it, and I'm so happy what I do.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Mallory Falk.